Thank you for joining me on our show today. My name is Anisha Pandori and we have a special guest in the show. Please introduce yourself and tell us where you've come from.
Hello, I'm David Starr. I live right here in Redmond, Washington, actually. And
nice.
Independent guy, focused a lot on ALM and agile practices.
Cool, great. Thanks for letting us know. We'll come back and pick your brains a bit more. So let's get on with the show. Okay, so at the end of Sprint 79, the Create Quality PowerShell DSE Resources for DevOps and ALM Practitioners project, the team completed the X-Release Management and XOU resources, and the product owner has signed off. These resources have been released as part of the February PowerShell DSE Resource Kit. With the Version Control Guidance Upgrade version 3 project, the final drafts with all the sections included have been completed and have been submitted to the product owner for review. And with the final two projects that we have spinning up, the update test planning guidance and the technical debt guidance projects, they have just started up with the relevant teams kicking off very soon. So that was a very short kind of sprint review of 79 and what we are looking forward to in sprint 80 with those two projects kicking off. So with that, let's move over to David Starr and see what he's thinking and kind of find out more about you, really. So first things first, if you could tell us more about you and your role.
Well, I, first of all, am delighted to be here because I love technical debt.
Cool.
It's just wonderful. I think technical debt's the best thing in the world, and quantifying it's even better. So I saw a project up there that was mentioned for the Rangers.
Yes.
And you asked who I am. I am a, an ex-Microsoft employee for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a ALM Ranger.
So
yes. That's a recently new status for me as an ALM Ranger, but I knew that I had to be involved in the ALM community in some fashion, even though I'm no longer wearing a blue badge.
Yeah, definitely a good way to go.
And so I'm particularly excited to see that technical project ramp up because I love reducing complexity of that volume to an algorithm.
Mm.
I just think it's a wonderful thing. It can't be done at all. No, in all honesty, there are certainly some wonderful things that the Rangers are doing. The Rangers putting out their, did you say third version of the branching guidance?
Yes, we're on version 3 at the moment, yep.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know how many times and how many late night sessions that document has been opened by somebody in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I can imagine.
People really have gotten a lot of value from that branching guidance, and hopefully you can do the same thing with whatever we come to with technical debt and the other things.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to those projects kind of taking off and then seeing the end result. Really, should we get
yes.
Yeah, so you mentioned that you've just become an ALM Ranger. Why have you become a Ranger?
Well, I'll tell you, I left Microsoft to help Mr. Ken Schwaber do some things at scrum.org for a while, and that engagement came to a close, and now I'm working again as an independent software developer, consultant type, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, I really missed my ALM pals and needed to get a fix to be around you and Willie more often.
Yeah.
That was a big, big part of it. No, it's, first of all, the idea that the Rangers are involved in projects that really help people get past problems, very real problems in their lives that they're struggling with, is a big win for me. I want to be able to be a part of something like that.
Yeah.
The distribution of Visual Studio and Team Foundation Server is huge. Millions of people use these products. And as a result, certainly thousands of people are using the ALM Ranger solutions to help their jobs each and every day. So I love being a part of that. And then obviously there are these back channel communications that we get to have with each other as ALM Rangers that are private. And that's always good because surrounding yourself with really brilliant people always helps me get just a little bit smarter, and that's what I am hoping to do by being a part of the Ranger program.
Yeah, I mean, also the great thing with the Rangers is that we not only just have internal Microsoft employees, we have folks like yourself who are external, who are actual, you know, guys that are in the field and can really tell us what those gaps are, and we can go ahead and start filling those. And because we are also part of the product group, that's how we can assist the product group fill those gaps and, you know, release things that are part of the product. You know, things like part of a good example is something that you know might be released in, you know, a few months' time or a few years' time, that is now part of the product, where it was actually filling a gap a few years ago where it was just a plugin perhaps, and now it's actually, you know, fully fledged. So those kind of things are really good with the ranges as well, and without you guys we wouldn't be where we are today. So
absolutely. So that's why I'm looking forward to a continued long-lasting relationship with the ALM Rangers.
Great. So can you tell us more about kind of how you've seen the Rangers before you joined the Ranger program?
I've known about the Ranger program for a long time, even since before Willie came on board at Microsoft. Yeah. So I've seen it emerge over the years and always known that what it provided was value beyond that which we were able to get from the product teams, because there's a limited budget there, right? Mm. I mean, there's only so much money to be spent in a given product team.
Yeah.
And so there have to be hard decisions made about where to draw lines. And so the Rangers are a group that can step up on a volunteer basis. And that's really just quite something, isn't it?
It's really phenomenal, isn't it? Taking your family time, your spare time, really, to kind of do what you're passionate about.
Yes, and to produce something from it that's, you know, not just your own little baby, but a work that you can share with the rest of the world. That's really good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, the Rangers in particular, the guidance documents, I know not only have they helped a lot of people, as I mentioned, who have been sitting there staring at a version control, you know, prompt very, very late at night, but also they've helped sell Microsoft products to organizations who wondered, how are we going to deal with these issues when they come up? And I know that many of the documents that have been produced as ALM Ranger guidance have helped just spread the love of what Microsoft ALM tool stacks are and get product out there in the market too.
Yeah. Great stuff. So I guess, what are you looking forward to, both with the Rangers as well as anything that you're currently working on?
Well, with the Rangers, I have to tell you, I haven't heard a lot about that technical debt project, but I'm very excited about it, because although I teased a little bit about the idea of reducing to an algorithm the notion of technical debt really is a symptom of the complexity of our industry, right? And we're in a very, very complex industry. And technical debt is one of those things that no matter how many companies I go into, no matter how many development teams I speak with, they all report it's difficult for us to move forward because we have some degree of technical debt.
Yeah.
And some teams even define it differently. But to be able to provide real answers for people who can then take those recommendations up to their boss and say, you know, we can get ourselves out of this big ball of mud. We can refactor our way out of this large pile of legacy code. We can add unit tests to pre-existing systems. Mm. If we're able to provide guidance around issues like that, and I don't know that the project will, but whatever the Rangers do is going to add value to those people who struggle with technical debt on a day-to-day basis. I'm looking forward to being part of that.
Great.
And then in terms of what have I been thinking about lately, I've been thinking a lot lately about big Scrum, big Scrum. You know, what do organizations of over three people, so let's say the size of Microsoft, do when they want to implement agile practices and methods, and how do those practices and techniques work at very generally large scale?
Okay.
And that's been a focus, recent focus with my work at Scrum.org, and then now with many of my customers that I'm working with.
Mm.
And I love looking at Microsoft as a case study in success, because if you think about it, the release cycle of Visual Studio, for example, has gone from 2.5 years to internally every 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's not hyperbole. That's very real. Every 3 weeks, a bill drops and you can run it right there.
Right.
Now, it may be the product owner's decision not to release that all the way to the end customer, which is the case with Visual Studio.
Yeah.
I think it releases quarterly
mm-hmm.
in quarterly updates. But the simple fact of the matter is that you've got thousands of developers integrating their work on a continuous basis and dropping real working increments of software every 3 weeks. That's a phenomenal feat. So being able to take that to other organizations is a passion of mine.
Do you find it quite difficult with working with bigger kind of customers, changing the way that they're currently working in terms of their thinking and mindset? Is that quite a challenge for you?
Oh, that is the challenge indeed. But a lot of it depends on them and where they are
yeah.
and how badly they've suffered so far.
Yeah.
If you can find the right person with the right paycheck who truly, or I should have said checkbook. That's the right, that's the real
yeah.
truth. If you find the right person with a budget who says, you know what, it's no longer acceptable that we work this way, that in fact what we need to do is deliver the next most valuable thing to our customer as fast as we possibly can and truly understand that that's what agility is about, then change will come.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
You have to find that person who's able to write the check of change, because there is one.
Yeah, that's the main thing, really. Once you get that person, then things will just happen kind of. It's like a ripple effect, really, isn't
indeed,
it?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Pebble in a pond.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, great. So is there anything else that you'd like the lovely Channel 9 audience to know about, whether it's about you or about anything that's kind of floating around, really?
Well, I can't think of anything off the top of my head other than to say I thoroughly enjoy these Channel 9 ALM Ranger updates that we get on a monthly basis.
On a monthly basis, yeah.
And I've gone back and watched several of them now, and I've learned a few things from doing so. I suggest you do the same. Skip back a couple of months and then catch up
yeah.
to where we are today. There's some good stuff out there.
Great. Well, thank you so much. We've loved having you on the show. And next time you're around or you have some time, pop in and we'll do another chat.
You bet. Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.